Notice this carefully now, and I'll read it wrong. And they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, is that what your Bible says? Well, mine doesn't say that either. Mine says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody says, but you've been saying they were baptized. Yes, they were. The Lord Jesus said, tarry until you be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And the baptism took place. But when the day came, they were filled. Now, filling of the Holy Spirit's the only thing we're ever commanded to do anything about it. We're commanded to be filled with the Spirit. We're never commanded to be baptized with the Spirit. That takes place the moment that you accept Christ. Now, the very fact they were filled with the Holy Spirit indicates that all the other ministries of the Holy Spirit to believers in this age had already been performed as they occur in this order. Now, they were first regenerated. John 3:5, you must be born again. And then they were indwelt by the Holy Spirit. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. They were indwelt by the Spirit. And they were sealed by the Holy Spirit. Because in Ephesians 4:30, we're told, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Now, you can grieve him, but you can never grieve him away because you've been sealed. And that is something you're never told that you're to do something to become sealed. You're just told that you are, you see. Then you have the baptizing of the Holy Spirit. And we've had that before. The Lord Jesus had said, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Now, the baptism took place. But the baptism is what put them in the body of believers. The filling of the Spirit was for the service, and that is the thing that took place. Now, the experience of Pentecost came from the filling of the Spirit, not the baptizing of the Spirit. The baptizing ministry of the Holy Spirit placed them in the church, the new body that came into existence here for the first time. Other tongues, by the way, here does not mean unknown tongues, but it means the polyglot languages of the Roman Empire spoken by the worshipers who'd come from the different areas of the Roman Empire, and they had come for the purpose of Pentecost because three feasts they were required, the males were, to come to Jerusalem, and they were there because of that. Many of them couldn't speak, actually, Hebrew. There are many Jews in this country today. They don't know Hebrew. Now, if you go over to Israel today, you will hear Hebrew spoken again. They are learning Hebrew. It was a dead language, and it's become a live language again. But now let's come back to this. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak with other tongues, not unknown tongues, but tongues that could be understood as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, friends, this experience of the day of Pentecost can't be repeated. Now, this is what I mean. The Holy Spirit came definitely on the day of Pentecost to do a very definite thing, baptize them into the body of believers. And these other ministries were performed in the lives of those that were gathered together. Now, you can't duplicate Pentecost any more than you can duplicate Bethlehem and the birth of Christ at Christmas. Suppose that the next year, the wise men appear in Jerusalem, and they'd say, say, we're looking for the birth of the King of the Jews. And somebody would say to them, maybe old Herod would say, weren't you fellows here last year? And they said, yes. Well, did you find him? They said, yes. Well, and if he was born last year, he's not born this year. Well, they said, we had such a wonderful time here last year and a wonderful experience. We thought we'd come and do it all over again. And you'd say, as I think Herod would have said, he'd had sense enough to say, well, fellas, you can't duplicate that. He's only born one time. Now, friends, you can't duplicate Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. You don't have to beg him to come or urge him to come. He's here. The Spirit of God is in the world today. And the way you know he's here, he'll take the things of Christ and show them unto us. And when we're talking about the things of Christ, the Spirit of God has something that he can work with. Now, will you notice, they were all speaking with other tongues. as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, which means these apostles from up at Galilee, they couldn't speak these languages, but they're speaking them now.